DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind of 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now, we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, come on. Uh-oh.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Wednesday, and you know who visits us on Wednesday?
Jake Quellen.
Jake Quellen, you're right. And Rosie's here, too.
Yeah. And here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
What was it Jeb said in that compilation? Usually the loudest person in the room isn't the most whatever.
Need some wood?
I think your brother does.
Goodness gracious.
First things first here today. I've been bombarded with messages of concern and support for Bailey, the wonder dog, and Rich. And all I know is that she's out of surgery and doing well. I don't know much beyond that yet. I'm waiting for a message from Rich, but she got through the first test here. And hoping for the best. Ange DeWeeney, we're still waiting on the pathology for him. But I'll tell you what, when you go through a situation like this, you certainly get to understand the meaning of a day at a time and not missing opportunities to love on your baby. When my baby boy, he's been my baby boy for almost 14 years, and he always will. So that's what I know at 3:09 today. That and the Democrats are a party of wall-to-wall a-holes, of the widest, gaping, canyon-esque type. And you should be ashamed. You are an embarrassment. You have... Nobody's taking it seriously. I don't even know how many people are watching this clown show. It hasn't really done much in the ratings for a couple of weeks now. But you're impeaching him because of that thing I just played, that he won, that he beat your crooked Hillary, the coughing crook, whatever you want to call it. Who could bring any man down with that laugh? That was his crime. And so today, like adolescent children that you see in a grocery store whose parents won't let them have a candy bar, they're kicking and screaming and making stuff up, and it's just, it's beyond calculation. The only good thing about it is we're watching you commit political suicide. Trump's going to be in Michigan tonight in front of another wall-to-wall, packed-to-the-rafters crowd with another God knows how many thousands waiting outside just to show support now because of the outrage. But this shows you how out of touch. This is going on because the old bitch, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that, Pelosi, you in your black dress, the next time I see you in that, I hope you're in a box. Yeah, I said it. I don't feel the least bit guilty saying it. The damage you're doing to this country, I could say worse and be totally justified. This whole thing is going on because of 4 big-mouth freshman congresswomen who have a clear disdain for this country, who embrace Marxism and socialism, AOC and her friends. That's why this is happening. Pelosi isn't as dumb as we see her to be in this situation. She was railroaded into preserving her speakership by getting behind this impeachment. This is so different from when Nixon was impeached, where he, instead of being taking responsibility and cutting off all the wolves at the pass, I remember he carried 49 states in his second election. He was very popular. And the country, you keep hearing best economy in 50 years. Well, he was president during that time. But the Democrats were evil then. They're evil now. They are worthless, slimy, creepy little weasels who should never, God help us if they ever get complete power again. Look what we got for just those 2 years with Obamacare and all that went with it. Disaster. So that's what I have to say. And they may as well impeach a ham sandwich today for all the meaning it has. We're prayerful and solemn. No, you're not.
It's really good, though. I'm telling you, if you could just watch it, it's been really entertaining.
What stands out to you?
Okay, so I'm loving it. It's like, you have to have that, like, sick sense of humor, though, that I have. So I'm sitting there watching it. And, you know, some of it's just the same old mumbo-jumbo, you know, I regretfully, Madam Speaker, have to come before the House and right. blah, blah. But then what you need to look for is, like, the one-line zingers that are coming from the Republican Party. It's good. I'm telling you, it's good stuff, Greg.
Can you give me a zinger?
No, I can't because there's been so many. But it's like, I've just been watching it, and you have to get over what a travesty it is that we're actually, like, doing this and spending time and money to do this and look at it more of, like, a really dry comedy skit. And that's how I've been watching it. So when these people get up to the mic, they'll chat, 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 and then somebody gets up, and then they'll, like, say, like, a one-liner, like, a big, like, screw you to the other guy, but it's just the Republicans doing it. Like, the Democrats are getting up there, and it's all, like, these scheduled out, like, line by line what I'm going to say, and the Republicans are just getting up there, and they're just like, this is crap. Like,
yeah,
this is BS.
Is.
So, you know, the Democrats are real serious. Like, I'm up here, and I want my kids to know that I'm voting yes to impeach President Trump. And then the Republicans are getting up there, and they're like, this is a bunch of malarkey. Like, this is a bunch of crap. What are we doing?
Well, malarkey is Joe Biden's thing.
But it's just funny. I'm telling you, like, if I can remember some of the zingers throughout the show, I'll tell you. But there's been so many. I mean, I was chuckling in my office.
Maybe we'll find some of those online. I really don't want to pay a whole lot of attention to this because it's just a...
you got to change your stinking thinking and look at it not like the crap that it is, but look at it like almost a joke because that's what it really is.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a joke. It's just a bad joke.
But you've got to listen to it like that. I mean, it's been some good stuff.
Well...
I've enjoyed it.
Maybe those who have watched this thing... we'll have a recollection they want to share with us at 272-9228. You're certainly welcome to do that. At 3:15, Brenda's our first caller of the afternoon. Hi, Brenda.
Hey, I love it. Okay, so days like this, I just have to reach over to my nightstand and grab my copy of Time magazine that says Madam President and read myself a little story and feel all warm and fuzzy that she didn't win. One of the best stories that I've got to
Madam
tell you today
President.
Is how, isn't that something? I love that Time magazine. I just love it. It's dog-eared. I need to get another one. there was a story that somebody wrote in the New York Times about how they were shopping in a swanky little, little grocery store right after the election, and they were all just sad. I guess it would be like, I don't know, after the Iron Bowl, you know, if you're an Alabama fan, I don't mean to open any wounds, but Sweet Home Alabama came over the loudspeaker and they walked up to the front and said, turn that thing off. They were just upset that all of us had, you know, elected him president. And I'm just going to say this. We have won, not them. So, Greg, get that stinking thinking. I agree with her. Just get that stinking thinking out of your head. Maybe you need a Time magazine with Madam President on the cover. I mean, it's just a nice bedtime story. My husband says,
I can put it in the bathroom next to the toilet paper. If I run out, I'll have something to wipe my ass with.
Yes, they thought they were going to win. They were so arrogant. So full of themselves.
Yeah. And, I don't see any of them rushing to give back the money, the wealth that they've accumulated under this thriving economy. And you know they have.
Yeah, you know you know it.
They're up there saying one thing in public and then counting their money at the end of the day. And they can all screw themselves. Thank you.
They're just so mad. That's a lot of it, too. Like, you got to watch this thing, I'm telling you. They're so mad. It's pure anger.
And what? I mean, somebody took something from me, so I'm angry. What did Donald Trump take from them
but
that has
the
them?
Thing. Like, you got to look at it and just laugh and be like, you're so mad over nothing.
They are mad. Mad in the sense of insane. Mad in the sense they all belong in a rubber room or in a group thumbsuck or something that will mollify your. I hate it.
I know. You're so upset about it. You got to look at it from a different angle. See that silver lining.
Well, the silver lining is November, is it 2nd or 4th next year?
It's coming.
Yeah. And
we are 11 months away.
I believe that if they keep this up, there will be a slaughter at the polls.
I can't wait.
And then they're going to call it illegitimate. They're going to make us all try and feel crazy for, we impeached him. Well, he wasn't convicted. Murderers get more, you're a lawyer, you know, his rights have been totally abrogated by the by Schiff and the rest.
Well, and that's the one thing that I did pick up on today. You know, the Democrats are saying, well, we did all of these things and Donald Trump told people not to participate and not to, you know, work with, you know, properly serve subpoenas. He's not doing anything that he doesn't have the right to do. I mean, it literally, he's not doing anything that every other president that has been in his position, which is not many, have done. So they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Unfortunately, President Trump's ratings have, what, gone up by six points since this started?
Yeah, 6 points. I put that on Facebook today. Nice work.
So keep it up.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're doing me a favor. They're making it easier for us to reelect him in 2020.
And maybe it'll convince some of the weak-kneed Republicans, and we know who they are, to grow a set. That would be nice, too. Eric, you're on.
Hey, I'm just wondering when they're going to call this what it is, an attempted coup, and hold all these idiots accountable for it.
The president has used that term. Because it is. That's exactly what it is. They are trying to abuse the Constitution for their own political, and God help us if they ever achieve that. I can't understand why anybody would vote for these turds. And I'm being kind.
It's ridiculous. But on another thought, I was going to tell you, I threw a coin in the fountain for the Mansweenie.
That's very kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. And
all right, y'all have a good one, bud.
Thanks. Little guy is doing well. Did we get an unpleasant call?
No. Somebody who had a bad connection, and that was Eric, and he called back.
Oh. Well, thanks for calling back, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. 272-9228, we have some lawyer stories. We'll get to those in a minute. I want to, you know, in addition to worrying about Bailey, my buddy Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct has been going through a bit of a rough time lately, and we're thinking about you, Jeff. You know, he is one of the most naturally cheery people you will ever meet in your whole life. He's the perfect guy to lead the team at Georgia Floors Direct, where you walk in and feel welcomed and appreciated from the start. A guy who's determined to give each and every customer the best possible experience. But you got to take it a little easier, Jeff, because while we're all very grateful to Georgia Floors Direct, both as customers and for your support of the show, we need you to feel good and be healthy. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, offering the absolute best, not only selection, but a wholesale price on anything you see there, and in some cases below that, because they recently assimilated the inventory from a store that went out of business, and they're turning that around. Ask to see that inventory if you're really looking to save big, because it's quality stuff. Everything there is good. This is not where unwanted flooring goes to die. It's where the popular styles of flooring are inventoried, and the team there can help you navigate. It's kind of overwhelming when you first go in because there's so much to see. But if you know what you're interested in seeing and getting prices, they can take you directly to the choices you'll have, and you'll have plenty. Georgia Floors Direct, they've been around for 50 years, and I'm sure if they just keep a great idea going, they'll be around for another 50 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Back in a minute, it's 321.
Hey, guys. Honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed.
So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time before the new year with Christmas and everything where you're forced to slow down and you're allowed to hang with your family and make memories.
But when it comes down to it, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to spend time with the ones that we love.
Christmas is such a special time of year.
And family's everything.
Boot Barn. Merry Christmas.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pete.
Pete Buttigieg, Elf on the Shelf, running for president.
Oh,
he's 37
Pete.
Years old. He's ready to lead the free world.
He's ready.
Oh, yeah, definitely. lots of experience running Hammond, Indiana, or Hammond, Oregon, Indiana, or whatever it is he runs. We have to celebrate somebody right now. And that is, since nobody's listening here, we have the Cronins in North Carolina who are our most dependable listeners. And Karen's birthday is today, so...
Happy birthday to you.
And from our Department of Love and Romance, your husband asked me to play a little of this for you. Little Charlie Pride.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
That is something Jared would do.
And if you did...
I believe that's what you did, and I don't think you meant to tell her you're
sorry,
because you guys seem to have an excellent marriage.
Yes.
So, happy birthday, Karen.
Happy birthday, Karen.
From all of us here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level manglement to us talk show riffraff.
And Delkin Tomlinson.
And Delkin Tomlinson.
We're with the riffraff.
Attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you for not making me have to do it like I did last week. I Rain Manned that. That was pure memorization.
It was very impressive.
Dana was impressed, and she doesn't get impressed of me very often.
I'm sure she doesn't.
Say the story. We actually put this on the air last week. And you may have heard of this because I know you really pay attention. A 22-year-old woman in New York City put an ad on Craigslist looking for a divorce lawyer. Quote, I'm a young 22-year-old who made a mistake and married someone I thought I loved. He used me to get a green card, and I need to get out of this. I know nothing about the process of divorce, and I don't have much money. I'm young and attractive. Maybe we can work something out. What's that sound like to your trained ear?
Well, you know, it happens. It sounds like exactly what you think she means by it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it happens. And there's specifically rules of professional responsibility that forbid behavior like that, just in case anybody's curious.
And there's another story here. A weird man.
Come on, give me a good one.
I should have done this when
that
I was
that one
at home.
Right there.
Oh.
Greg.
Oh. See, Rosie knows.
I'm not used to having this level of organization and
support.
Where
are the files? I haven't seen the files yet today. The file folders?
In there.
They're in the bag.
All organized.
Let's see. The topic is financial infidelity.
Ooh.
Have you cheated on your partner financially? A Boston College study found a third of people they spoke to said they are dishonest when it comes to their spending habits and lie to their partner about what they're buying and how often they're buying it.
Yes.
They also found people who do this are enticed if they can pay cash for items or if the items can be delivered in inconspicuous packaging. The scientists call for more studies to be done on financial infidelity, noting it is very common in relationships and can have a very negative impact. Well, yeah, I can imagine it would.
So, yeah, I definitely see financial infidelity more frequently than not.
I have also, and it's
devastating. And it's not just during the holidays. Because, I mean, during the holiday season, you expect stuff like that. You know, people hide money. People have things delivered to the office instead of at home. But unfortunately, when people are going through a divorce, you see it very frequently. But it's very easy to get caught, too, so you need to be wary of that. And the banks are getting smart about it, too, because now if you look at your bank statements, you used to go to Publix or to Food Outlet or wherever and get cash back, and that's how a lot of people would hoard money. They would just get cash back when they would make purchases. But now if you look at your bank statements, it will actually tell you if cash back was received. And so
really?
You have to be careful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see a variety of different things because we look at so many people's bank statements, like their itemized bank statements, because we show where money goes. And so I noticed that a few months back where it's now starting to show you like $20 cash back, $40 cash back.
So let's say now Food Outlet doesn't do cash back, but a lot of stores
do. A lot of stores do.
And that used to be just part of the total.
Right. It used to be like if you went to, like, say, CVS or Walgreens right. and you bought gum and you got $20 cash back, it would come back as, like, $22 instead of $2. Now, I don't know if it's all banks, but some banks are showing where it'll show $22 in the withdrawal, but in the itemized line, it will specifically state cash back. So you need to be careful. Oh, yeah, but financial infidelity all the time. Credit cards people don't know that they have. Yeah. Credit cards in your spouse's name that they don't even know that they have. We always recommend our clients to do a free credit check every year to find out what is really in your name and what's not. I personally do one at the end of every year before January 1 just to make sure something's not out there that I don't know about. Run your children's social because people can steal children's identity just as much as they can steal yours.
I've seen that, too.
Yeah. So little Steven's identity got ran this year for the first time, and luckily there was nothing out there.
Yes. God, it's almost inconceivable that somebody would do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't know. They just steal the name and the social.
Yeah, and some people saddle their children with that before they're even old enough to have credit. Yeah. Their credit is ruined.
Yeah, or even strangers. I mean, just like somebody can steal your identity, children are easy targets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now that we put that damper on the moon.
I have news on Bailey, and since we're up against a break, I'll give you the update right afterwards. But in a word, it's sort of inconclusive, and I'll tell you what Rich sent me because I want to take a minute with it. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I just did purchase number 6. I would never ask you to go there and buy a vehicle if I wasn't willing to do it myself, and we've had nothing but great experiences. I went from a 17 Rogue to a 19. It had 12,000 miles on it, but it had every single upgrade that Nissan has put on the Rogue in the last couple of years. And it ran my payment up $7 a month. Oh, the humanity. I was thrilled. This is what Tip Tames does so well. You tell them what you like to accomplish, and they just go through every possible hoop to make it happen. If you're planning on maybe gifting a car to a new driver in the family, they have 3 terrific options under $5,000 in that category. A 2012 Nissan Altima, one of the safest cars ever built. A 2012 Suzuki SX4. Terry Adams was raving about that when he saw it the other day. And a 2009 Ford Focus. These cars look like they just rolled off the assembly line. They're in excellent condition inside and out, and they don't put the Jack Ingram name on the back until the engine's been checked out as well. They're not interested in selling you somebody else's trouble. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeast Boulevard. Tip Tames, that team will take great care of you. And by the way, they have over 20 financing options, so if credit's kept you from buying, you need to check out with them and see what they can do for you at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars at 334. It's our birthday girl. Karen?
Yes.
You're on
Hi,
the
Greg.
Air.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to thank you. What a nice thing to do.
Well.
To wish me a happy birthday, everybody. Said hello.
Yes.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday.
What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, nothing tonight. My husband wanted to take me out to dinner, but I'm doing this food thing right now, and I'm really cautious of what I'm eating. So I don't really want to go out, and we'll do it on the weekend or something. But also, it's flu season. You know, a lot of people, my neighbors have it, and I'm one that doesn't really like to go out and during flu season because I'm a little funny about that. People cooking or not washing their hands well enough in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. And there are states where they have serious flu issues right now. Well, just have a safe and healthy birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My Paul just came in and brought me yellow dozen roses, and that's what I carried when we got married.
By the way, the box of treats that you sent turned us all into socialists as we figure out ways to redistribute the cookies.
Love it.
They were delicious.
Oh, man. And speaking of weight, you're talking about you're doing something dietary. The young woman sitting across from me, Jacqueline Tomlinson, talked to me about keto. About 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I want to.
Whoa.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that, man.
Look at you.
I could not have
even
considered putting these on, much less buttoning them. They're new. I ordered them to celebrate.
Oh, those are the ones that you wanted for the party, but they didn't come, and now they came,
now
so
they,
you're
yes.
good. Okay.
And they fit.
And I see we have...
Well, that is wonderful.
The white
congratulations.
Shirt-ish on, the short-sleeve white shirt.
Yeah.
And the red sweater vest. I'm telling you.
I'm so festive, but
it's
I'm not wearing the fishing vest to the Christmas party tonight.
He's decked out, Karen.
Well, you have a great day. Say hi to
thank
Paul.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
And don't watch
thank you, everybody.
Don't ruin your birthday
Bye.
With this impeachment crap. All right, it's 3:37. We'll be right back. I hate it when hosts say, we'll be right back.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, they are still working that accident intersection of Arbus Street and South McDonough. Use caution when you go through there. I-85 and 65, no issues. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on the East Boulevard, some congestion on the Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive, and between Eastern Boulevard and Taylor Road. We have no new reported accidents at this time. Drive carefully out there. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America. Change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
the grilled nuggets are my son's favorite.
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Selma City Council has named Lieutenant Kenta Fulford as Selma's new police chief. The decision was made last night in their meeting. Fulford is a Selma native and has been a lieutenant with Selma Police Department. Plus, the teenage driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramlett, and his wife Paula back in May, has had his bond revoked. Lee County District Attorney confirmed that the $50,000 bond was revoked this morning for 16-year-old Johnson Edward Taylor, who was charged with manslaughter. Plus, the capital city has repealed a local law that would have jailed panhandlers. Last night, the Montgomery City Council unanimously voted to repeal the unenforced ordinance that had drawn heavy criticism from homeless advocates and other groups. Mayor Stephen Reed also supported that repeal. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a chilly forecast for at least a day or two. For today, high temperature may not reach 50 degrees. I think we stay in the upper 40s, most likely. Sunshine, a little breezy today. Winds die down tonight. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature down to about 27. Then cool sunshine, but still dry tomorrow. Mid-50s tomorrow, mid-50s on Friday. Risk of a few showers, perhaps, Friday night into Saturday. I think we're still in the 50s on Saturday and perhaps near 60 as we get into Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This holiday season, check out the Hallmark Holiday Reality Channel, featuring movies with a realistic depiction of the season, like I Might Be Home for Christmas.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but flight 539 has been delayed an additional 2 hours.
What? Screw Grandma. I'm spending Christmas at the strip club.
And don't miss The Re-Gifter.
It's a 2017 Fate of the Furious calendar. Thanks, I guess.
Or how about the Yuletide classic, Last Minute Christmas Shopping?
Damn it, everything's closed. I hope Mom likes gas station sushi.
And finally, it's the holiday film we can all relate to, Christmas Dinner Table.
Trump is a better president than George Washington.
That's okay, right.
Boomer. Oh, suck it, snowflake.
The Hallmark Holiday Reality Channel. Unfortunately, Lori Loughlin won't be in our films, but she will be watching from her cell.
All right, it is 3:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's been a week of animal trauma with our dogs. Hershey had to go back for some additional suturing because he actually bounced back a little too well for his own good. But he's up and around. He's picking up his toy, throwing me the toy, except I'm not throwing it 40 feet now. I'm throwing it 10, so he just gets his exercise but doesn't risk jumping or running too fast. And all day long I've had inquiries on Bailey, who had surgery this morning, and I just got this update from Rich. He says, I'm simply overwhelmed and gratified to the outpouring of well wishes and prayers for Bailey. Dr. Van Hooser performed surgery on her this afternoon. The news is a mixed bag. He suspects she may have lymphoma, but he simply can't be sure. Something else could be causing the lymph node inflammation. Biopsy results could take up to 5 days. We're in the same boat, by the way, on that, waiting for pathology reports. So on or before Christmas Eve, I'll know. I'll be on pins and needles until then, as we all will be, Rich. Lymphoma is treatable. Success rates vary from dog to dog, and there are about 30 known forms of it. Chemotherapy can buy some time. It's possible they may let me take Bailey home tonight, and I'm hoping they do. Because once they're back and they're on their home turf, that really, that's a medicine that cannot be prescribed. But you got to trust the vet to make the right decision there. Chemotherapy can buy some time. It's possible they may let me take Bailey home tonight. We'll see. Again, thank you for all the love and concern for my baby girl. It has warmed my heart and meant more to me than you'll ever know. And I am posting that on Facebook. She's part of the morning show. You know, whenever something goes wrong or things get a little crazy, and there's Bailey, just the calming influence. And
I love seeing her tail wag in the TV segment.
Yeah.
And she is precious.
She is.
And literally, since Rich came to work here, we have a daily ritual where she does her circle dance for some chicken tender.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes looking for me when they get here. The first thing she does, she either knows I'm in the studio working on audio for the morning show or I'm somewhere else, and that's where she goes. Dogs have that. They can smell like
the 2000. Chicken man.
Yeah, where's the chicken man?
You smell like chicken, Greg.
And on the days like tomorrow, I made a fabulous chili. I'm going to grill some sausage as an option for that chili. And whenever I bring in anything that's sausage or ground beef, they know that you can't wash that smell off you. I guess it gets into your clothes and everything else, because those are the days when I have this big blossoming growth
right in front
emerges
of
between my legs from underneath the console here in the studio.
And I was like, where is this going?
Dogs, just that husky that stopped by our house.
I would have gladly babysat that husky for you.
He was a great dog. We kept him in the yard. He just was one of those, he's a strong guy, very friendly, very sweet dog, who I think he knew where he was going, because he just literally bowled his way out. And so he's back with the neighbor.
The neighbor.
The neighbor. I don't want to name any names, but I also learned a lot about huskies from listeners who have had them and raised them, and they're hard to train, I guess. A little stubborn. Not that other dogs can't be. We certainly know about that. With the Brussels Griffon species, they can be pretty mule-headed, too. But they're strong. You know, they...
Apparently they're climbers and jumpers, so it's hard to confine them.
But...
They're runners.
That dog was well cared for, because...
It was a beautiful puppy.
Yeah. I mean, it was obvious that the dog had a good home. But... Busted out. That's what I'll never understand about dogs. They've got it made. They've got it made, yet they got to break free for whatever reason. Don't understand it.
It's the wild in them.
Last few days before Christmas, Adams Motorsports, see our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Adams Motorsports, home to the best brand names in on-road and off-road fun and excitement, on water too, with the Kawasaki jet ski, Kawasaki bikes, Polaris for off-road, and at Adams Motorsports, you can get that big gift for the family, surprise them. He is an outlet for the North Pole, so they'll be able to store that for you. And they're going to be open on Monday the 23rd to help accommodate folks who are doing that. He does it every year, and it's a lot of fun knowing that people as early as August 15th have made a purchase and are having it stored at Adams Motorsports to surprise the family on Christmas. Every month has new incentives, super low interest rates, straight from the manufacturer. So they'll get you a great deal. They also have an extensive pre-owned inventory as well. You can start your credit app right now at adamsmotorsports.com. But Christmas is a week from today, so you've got the rest of today till 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday to pull the trigger on something the family will enjoy for years and make this Christmas memorable for years to come. At Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And again, adamsmotorsports.com.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers. And we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day to Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time, time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time before the new year with Christmas and everything where you're forced to slow down and you're allowed to hang with your family and make memories.
But when it comes down to it, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to spend time with the ones that we love.
Christmas is such a special time of year.
And family's everything.
Boot Barn. Merry Christmas.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Rosie and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Dana is...
she's on her way back from Birmingham. But she is listening because I did get a random text message.
Yes.
And so I know she's listening. It was about that previous story you said about the woman in New York with the legal ad.
You know, I may be a little bit slow on the uptake, but I am going to follow your advice, your sage advice from a few minutes back, and try and look at some of the stuff that happened in this impeachment farce today that we can enjoy, laugh at, feel good about.
It's really not bad.
I am anticipating that this clip, it's only a couple of minutes long, from Louie Gohmert, who was a rock-solid conservative from Texas, calling this a day that will live in infamy.
The other side is willing to acknowledge the fraud that brought us here, nor the fact that so many people here have been screaming about the president's crimes, and we're even hearing today, like we just did, oh yes, there were crimes. Well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document? It's because they don't exist. They've been disproven over and over and over again. And that's why the gentleman's amendment is so well taken. There, you don't want to go down this ground. I think it's a bad idea when it was proposed before. High crimes and misdemeanors, if it's not treason, right? Even misdemeanors are crimes. And so we've had to drop the fraud of all the crimes being alleged, people saying in here and in the public, gee, we're going to get the president because he colluded with Russia. How terrible was that? Well, that's all been disproved and dropped. So now we were left with bribery and extortion, and now we're even, those had to be dropped because there were no crimes. And I appreciate the gentleman bringing up crimes, but those are not alleged here. And so let me just say, this is a day that will live in infamy for the Judiciary Committee. The days of exemplary chairs like Daniel Webster, when he stood for principle, those are going to be gone because this became a tool of the majority to try to defeat, use taxpayer funds to defeat a president. And by the way, the Ken Starr report, 36 boxes, he came in and testified. We were kept out of hearing the witnesses. There were, in the Watergate, these witnesses testified on television. It was public. It was not a star chamber like the Schiff chamber became.
Hey.
So, I'm sure there are others. Anybody else that has a suggestion, you're welcome to make it.
I mean, some of them are good, though. I mean, it's been on, like, all day, so I've been watching them. I have nothing better to do, apparently.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know.
See, you get so heated and mad about it, and I already know, like, what the end result of this is going to be, so I'm not worried about it. So I've just, you know, kicked my shoes off and put my feet up, and I'm watching it, and I'm just laughing at it. Come on, Greg, we know how this is going to end. This is, yes, a gigantic waste of time.
With Nancy Pelosi is... but no longer Shrieker of the House.
But she doesn't want this. I mean, you know what I mean? In all honesty, like,
I said that earlier.
Yeah, she doesn't want this. So, but I mean, it's comical. Like, we already know how this is going to end.
So this basically is four far-left extremist Democrats called the Squad.
Yes.
Who made it clear to Pelosi they would challenge her leadership if she didn't go along with this crap.
Absolutely.
And all of them freshmen, too.
Adam Schiff. He's the quarterback in this whole thing.
I think of him and Brian Stelter every time I urinate.
Goodness. I'm not going to make any comments on that. I'm just going to leave it all alone.
Well, at least I spoke it in a mature tone of voice and didn't go off the deep end, did I?
Speaking of, oh, you missed him. He was on the
Schiff.
Oh, he can't stand looking at him.
He's a creepy-looking man.
He really
he
is.
He really is.
This is what gets me. All the Democrats look crazy. Yeah. They look like mentally ill people. They're behaving like mentally ill people. And I don't know how citizens of the districts they represent vote for them.
So it's I understand exactly what you're saying.
Have a spell?
Because there's people in my legal community that I think the same way. When you look at somebody and you walk in for your very first meeting and you're like, yep, this is who I want to represent me in one of the biggest decisions of my life.
Man.
So same thing with who you vote for.
All right, we have a couple of calls. We'll get to those in a second. We thank Mr. Electric for bringing us these electrifying moments. And it's great to see some of these guys stand up and call this farce what it is. Mr. Electric is the company that can come to the rescue whether you need a repair or an installation. You may be getting something at Christmas time, like a Ring doorbell system, which is awesome. But have it installed by people that know how to work with electricity and get you the right result. Their number is 245-1566. You never again have to hesitate when it comes to finding a competent electrician, because all of the team on Mr. Electric are certified master electricians who give you a specific show-up time, and that's when the doorbell rings, and they tidy up any mess that's created from the repair or install they do for you. Top-notch, the very best, on-time, upfront pricing. What else could you want? Mr. Electric has it all. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Old Miss, Bruce, please hold your positions. Only be a couple of minutes.
Well, happy Wednesday afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-65 and 85 have no issues. They're moving the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. We've got some light congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from Wares Ferry to 231. Heavy traffic, Shirley Lane on the Eastern Boulevard all the way over I-85 down to Vaughn Road. Busy at the lights on the Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road has a little congestion. We have no new accidents reported at this time. Hang in there. We'll be right here if something happens to let you know about it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond.